And the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, it's a powerful reading. You can't help but be moved on this, the most solemn day of our church year. Today, we stand at the foot of the cross, wondering what in the world just happened. We stand at a crossroad. We stand at a contradiction, a day of suffering, a day of hope, a day of judgment, a day of victory, a day of mourning, a day of joy, a day of endings, and a day of beginnings. We have to understand that the light of the world has been extinguished, that Jesus is dead. It is finished. It's not an intermission in the play. The show is over. And sometimes we it's hard to, living on this side of the cross, to understand the finality of what has taken place in the death of Christ on the cross. But it's so important that we realize that this is a day of death and a day of no hope. It was over. The powers and principalities of this world, the weight of our collective sin and suffering, has crushed Him. This wasn't the way it was supposed to end. As the prophet Isaiah foretold, He has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. As we look upon the dying Jesus, we see the dying world. We see it's a mirror into the brokenness of our world. As we look upon the cross, it's a mirror into our own hearts. As we come face to face with our own sin and our own brokenness and the sin of the world. Indeed, the crucified Christ is God's judgment. It's His judgment upon each one of us. And the judgment of the world. And before the cross, we're all confronted with this truth. Yet we so identify with His cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? Our suffering and the suffering of millions and millions, we all share this common human condition as we all are confronted with the human condition of suffering. I think about the millions of people dying of cancer, and as I drive through the streets and I see the homeless on the street, and I think how many millions of people are living on the streets. I think about the tragic and sudden loss. I think about suicide, and a young child has taken his or her own life. The countless innocent victims of war. I mean, it doesn't, we kind of inoculate ourselves to it. We go about, we've got to push on, But if we stop for a minute and really contemplate, you know, the death of Jesus, we're brought face to face with the suffering of the world, and it is all around. It is all around. And you can't help but say, God, where are you? Have you forsaken us? But Jesus' death is not merely a judgment. It is a... He is identifying Himself, joining Himself to the suffering of this world. He is dying the death of all of us and all of those who shared this human condition of brokenness. And whether you are rich and famous or poor and marginalized, whether you are, you know, a prisoner who's done horrible things, or, you know, lived just a regular, ordinary life, hoping and trusting that somehow your life is not in vain, God, in Jesus Christ, has joined Himself to everyone. He's died for you and for me. Today is the day that Jesus hanging on the cross has drawn all people to Himself. He's united all human suffering. He's united everyone in all times and in all places. There's nothing that we have experienced or that anyone has experienced that He has not experienced Himself. We have to come to see and to know that the suffering of this world is God's suffering, and that He has united Himself to us in it. He's reached down into the depths of our humanity and identified Himself with us. And He's taken that into Himself so that it may be redeemed. We can't understand Easter apart from coming to terms with what's taking place today in Good Friday. Easter really just doesn't have any power unless it has power to save. It doesn't have any power if we're not in need of a Savior, if we don't come to terms with knowing that place. We have to see and know that the things that were cast down are being raised up, and the things which had grown old are being made new. The thing about Easter is it's not just an intermission between this day and Easter. It is like the creation of the world in Genesis 1. Easter is not Act 2. Easter is, it is finished, and God has created something new out of nothing. Out of nothing. There is a new creation. That is how final this day is. In His eternal love and compassion, God emptied Himself on the cross so that through the judgment of that cross, we might be saved. And as we gaze upon it, we see what God's love for us is like. And we see how far He's willing to go. And we know that there is hope in Him. that our only hope is in Him. And He brings us to Himself. Outside of God, it's unimaginable. It's unbearable. But in Him, there is victory, there is joy, there is hope, there's new life. And so, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death in this mortal life, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. God is with us, and He's walking with us. He's bearing our lives in Himself. And His goodness and His mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.